Blog Talk Radio.
Cover this broadcast. I need you to cover every listening ear on this broadcast this day, Lord. Father, we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise that is due unto your holy name. Good morning, good morning, good morning. You are tuned to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. We're just thanking God for this day today because it's a day that wasn't promised to us. It's a day that he gave us that we can get it right with him. We can draw closer to him and help others to draw closer to him. Amen. So no matter where you are today, just lift your hands and give God praise and thank him today because he woke you up this morning clothed in your right mind. You are amongst the land of the living. Amen. You ought to give God praise. I'm thanking God for him allowing me to see this day and allowing me to even come on this broadcast today. Amen. You know, we start this broadcast off with prayer. So for those of you that have a prayer list, you can go ahead, you can gather your prayer list. We can touch and agree, praying one for another. Amen. So let's prepare our hearts and our minds as we get in that place right now to communicate with God. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, giving you honor, glory, and praise that is due to your holy name. Father, we thanking you for this day, Lord Father, knowing that this day was not promised to us, Lord Father, but it was a gift. And Father, we thank you, O God, for this gift. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness and those that we're praying for, Lord. Forgiveness of all sin that we have committed against you in thought, deeds, actions, knowingly and unknowingly, Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespassed against us, Lord. Heavenly Father, you are seeing the prayer lists that are raised before you, Lord Father. And Father, as I lay my hand, Lord Father, in my prayer list, Lord Father, I ask that you see all prayer lists today, Lord Father. And Father, we thanking you right now, Lord Father. Father, for hearing, answering prayers, Lord Father. For some, Lord Father, are asking for prayer for themselves. Some are asking for prayer for others, Lord. Father, you know what each and every one of them in need of right now, Lord Father. And we are thanking you right now for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we're giving you honor, we're giving you glory, and we're giving you praise. For we know that there is no other God but you, Lord. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you're the best healer, Lord Father, for you say healing is the children's bread, and by your stripes, we are already healed, Lord Father. So we thanking you and glorifying you, Lord Father, for the God that you are, that you are so mindful of us, O Lord. We thank you. We glorifying you, O Lord. Father, look upon the prayer lists, Lord Father, that are raised before you, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree, Lord Father, we thanking you, Lord Father, for your will being done in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, bless those right now, Lord Father, that are touching and agreeing with us and praying and interceding as well, Lord Father. Bless them in a mighty and a special way, Lord Father. For Father, they are not thinking about themselves, Lord Father, but others, Lord, and we thank you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Kamari right now, Lord Father, and we plead the blood of Jesus over him from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet, Lord Father. And Father, we come against seizures, Lord Father, and everything else that is attached to that seizure right now. And Father, we cast it out into outer darkness, Lord Father. Father, leaving his body right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. We speak no more seizures, Lord Father, over him, Lord. Father, we thank you for touching and healing his little body right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know, Lord Father, that you can do it, Lord. And we thanking you right now in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we hold before you, eat it, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. And Father, we thank you for touching her body as well, Lord. Father, you know what's going on in her body, Lord. And we say, body, line up with the word of God. For by your stripes, Lord Father, she is already healed, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for touching our husband Terry right now, Lord Father. And we ask that you continue, Lord Father, to strengthen him as well right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before your sister Elizabeth right now, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her and her household, Lord. Father, cover her right now, Lord Father. You know her wants, her needs, Lord Father. Father, as she continue, Lord Father, to do your will, Lord Father, we thank you, O God, for touching her body right now, Lord. We thank you, O God, for supplying all her needs right now, Lord Father. Father, bless her, Lord Father. Bless her family right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord Father, for continue, Lord Father, touching Richie's body right now, Lord. We thank you, O God, for where you have brought him from, Father. Father, for you have brought him from a mighty long way, Lord Father. And Father, we know it was nobody but you. So we give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jordan right now, Lord Father. And Father, we continue, Lord Father, to ask you to intervene on his behalf right now, Lord Father. Father, you know his situation, Lord Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to move on his behalf. Father, touch his friend right now, Lord Father. You know his name, Lord Father. Father, deliver him right now, O God, from drugs, Lord Father. Father, we know you can, Lord Father. So we asking you right now for your will to be done in his life right now, Lord. We speak complete change right now, Lord. Father, from the crown of his head, Father God, to the soles of his feet. We thank you, O God, for changing his mindset right now, Lord Father. Rise him up, Lord Father God, to be who you call him to be, Lord. And we come against the enemy right now and tell you to take your hands off of him right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord, for being merciful, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for being a God of many chances, Lord. We thank you, oh, God, for your goodness and your mercy, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, that you hear us when we pray, Lord. Oh, Father, we fail not to give you the praise, Lord. We fail not to give you the glory. So, Father, touch right now in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Heavenly Father, we hold before you the fivefold ministry right now, Lord. Father, your man and woman of God that are standing on your word, Lord, Father, preaching, teaching, preparing, and warning your people this day, Lord, Father. Father, we ask you, O God, to keep that hedge of protection round about them, O God, and knowing that no weapons that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, O God, for seeing the blood covering this day, Lord Father. And Father, as we hold our children and grandchildren before you, O God, Father, as they go to school, O God, see the blood covering them and they're going out and they're coming in, Lord Father. Father, as we cover the schools, O God, under the blood, Lord Father, the buses, Lord Father, with the drivers under the blood, Lord Father, as they take our children and grandchildren to school, O God. Father, we thank you. We glorify and magnify you, O God. Father, we thank you for protecting them, Lord Father, from child molesters, traffickers, Lord Father, bullying, Lord Father, gun violence right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father. See the blood covering, O God. Father, touch them in a mighty and a special way, Lord. Father, let this generation begin to rise up, Lord Father, Father. And Father, call upon you like never before, Lord Father. Let them, oh God, in their schools right now, Lord Father, gather in that courtyard, Lord. And Father God, lifting up your name right now, praying, Lord Father. Praying, Lord Father God, for their classmates, oh God. Praying for their school that you see the blood covering, oh God. And we ask you, oh God, to dispatch their ministering angels before them, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for their mindset right now, Lord Father. Father, we take you not for granted, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father. We thank you, oh God, for this radio broadcast, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for each and every listening ear, oh God. Father, we thank you for each and every man and woman of God that continue to come on this broadcast, Lord. Father, preaching and teaching your word, Lord Father, the word that you had given them for that day, oh God. For Father, when all else, Lord Father, falls away, Lord Father, the word will still stand, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the word right now, Lord. Father, as we begin, Lord Father, to continue to read and meditate, Lord Father. Father, get in that set place in you, Lord Father, communicating with you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you, oh God. Oh, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over this radio broadcast right now, canceling every and any assignment, oh God, that was sent towards this broadcast. And we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for making ways out of no ways for your listeners today, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for your healing and deliverance being in the midst, Lord Father. We thank you, Lord Father, for those today that are turning around and giving their life to you right now, Lord. And Father, as you see it rains here, Lord Father, we come against every distraction and disruption right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the blood covering, Lord Father, the phone lines, Lord Father. Father, the computer, Lord Father, the internet system right now, Lord Father, we thank you, oh God, for seeing the blood, Lord Father, the blood, the blood, the blood, oh God, the blood, Lord Father, that heals, Lord Father, the blood, oh God, that protects us, Lord Father, Father, the blood, Lord Father, that will continue to keep us in the ark of safety, oh God, the blood, Lord Father, that hears our cries, Lord Father, oh Father, we thank you, we glorify and we magnify you, Lord Father. Father, I hold before you Prophetess Gaines, O God, and I plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for continually using her, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, as she continues to bring forth your warning, Lord Father, to the people, Lord Father, what you are giving her for this time, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for those that receive it, Lord Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for those that act upon your word, Lord. Father, we thank you, O God, for your wisdom, your knowledge, and your understanding, O God. We thank you, O God, for your spirit of alertness and awareness, Lord Father. We thank you, O God, for the spirit of discernment, Lord Father, of forgiveness right now, Lord Father. Father, I ask you right now, Lord Father, for a special blessings, Lord Father, upon our listeners, Lord. Father God, those that are listening now and will listen at a later time, Lord. Father, bless them in their going out and their coming in, Lord Father. Father, we ask, Lord Father, whatever they may need, Lord Father, that you supply it, Lord Father, for you say the Lord is our shepherd and we shall not want, Lord. So, Father, we thank you, O God, for supplying all their needs right now, Lord. Father, we continue to thank you for traveling mercies, Lord Father. Father, we thank you for protection on our jobs right now, Lord. So, Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise that is due unto your name, Lord. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, and knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, O God. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We glorify you this day. Any assignment, Lord Father, that was sent towards this broadcast to try and hinder anyone speaking, listening on this broadcast, we render it null and void right now in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, we welcome you on this broadcast. Holy Spirit, we ask you to take control this day. Holy Spirit, show up and show out right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. You are to give God praise. He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. I will continue to say it. He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. You are blessed. There are people that have lost their minds. There are people that are losing their minds by dementia or whatever form that is being taken place. Be grateful today. Be thankful that he woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. You have the use of your limbs. You have the use of your senses that he gave you, and you have that power and that authority that he had given you this day. You are to praise him. Nobody ought to tell you to praise him this day. Each and every day you praise him, because you look around and you see your loved ones. They are still above ground. They are still healthy. They are still walking in their right mind. There is still time for them to change. So be thankful, be grateful, because you are not doing it, but your God is who the one that is doing it, your Lord and Savior, your Creator this day. Give him praise. Give him praise to your children and your children's children, to give him praise and give him honor and glory that is due unto his name. Amen. 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 Let me give you this word for today. It said, many people know so little about what is beyond their short range of experience. They look within themselves and find nothing. Therefore, they conclude that there is nothing outside themselves either. I'll read that again. It says, many people know so little about what is beyond their short range of experience, they look within themselves and find nothing. Therefore, they conclude that there is nothing outside themselves either. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. As I prepare today to bring forth the word that God have laid upon me to bring forth today, Father, as I come before you, O God, I ask you to decrease me, Lord Father, as you increase in me, Lord. Father, I ask, Lord Father, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be holy and acceptable unto you, Lord. Father, use me today, your empty vessel, Lord Father. Father, to bring forth this message, Lord Father, as you want it to come forth, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord Father, the word that will continue to stand, the word that will never change, Lord Father. So, Father, touch me today, Lord. Decrease me, Lord. Father, as you continue to increase in me. Father, I ask all this. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. today, I'm going to talk about knowing your enemy and transforming. Knowing your enemy and transforming. You're going to transform today. And what does transform mean? It means make a thorough or dramatic change in form, appearance, or character of, to change the outward form or appearance. See, a lot of people today are changing the outward form. When God do the change, he do the change on the inside. So it comes from the inside out. And some of the similar words for transform is change, alter, and modify. And we all know that there's a lot of change, altering, and modifying going on with the body on the outside. But the inside is so messed up. It is so messed up. So let's begin. Winning the battle in your mind. Paul writes that we are not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed and progressively changed by the renewing of your mind. In other words, as you mature spiritually, you begin to renew your mind, focusing on godly values and ethical attitudes. If you turn your Bibles to Romans 12 and 2, but I will read 1 and 2. It says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Which is your reasonable service. It says, verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We're in this world, but we are not of this world. In other words, we are not to think or behave as worldly people do. When you're in the world, you're going to act as those in the world. But when you transform and you come into Christ, you are going to act and take on the attributes of our Lord and Savior. That's what we do. Instead, we are to be transformed by renewing our minds according to God's word, so we may prove what God's will is and experience the good plan and purpose he has for each one of us. Remember, he knew you before you was even formed in your mother's womb. He knows your expected end. He knows your beginning, and he knows your end. He already knows. So who is our enemy? How do you know your enemy? Say, Satan fights relentlessly against the good plan God has for us. And you want to know, how does he do that? Let me tell you. He does it through lies, deception, and various strategies. What lies? Look about today. Always need to examine ourselves. We can see wrong in everyone except ourselves. And let's be honest and be truthful. You can see a person out there doing wrong, but when you're doing wrong, you justify your wrong. You're lying to yourself. That is not in God's plan. That is not part of God. Because particularly faith, that Satan is the father of our life. So which God are you serving? We tell you that we are spirit beings first. That's what we are. So when we are fighting spiritually. The lies, the deception, the strategies that Satan sets there for us. Sometimes we have that spirit of discernment. And when you get that spirit of discernment, you're able to recognize the trap and the snare. Sometimes you're warned. You may have a man or woman of God speak into your life. And in this day and time, God will use whatever willing vessel that is available at the present time in the situation that you are and where you are and use them so that you can get off the path that you're on and warn you about the destruction. Things that you're doing in your life that you have done it so long that it's a habit to you. It's your way. So therefore, you're not realizing the enemy is using you to do certain things. The doors that you open up that allow the enemy to enter in, the lies, the deception. You go into Galatian and it tells you the fruit of the spirit and it tells you of this world, the lust of the world. And believe it or not, they're all spirit beings. When you hear them talk about you being delivered from this and delivered from that, you can't be delivered unless you want it, because God is not going to go against your will. The opportunity might be right there present to you for your healing and for your deliverance, but you have to want it, and not just half of it. You have to want all of it. And the enemy's job is to distract you, to confuse you, your mind off of the things that God have set for you to do. It says he attempts to keep us distracted through sending troubles and difficulties our way. Now, you know, when you begin to say, I'm going to get into the Bible, I'm going to spend 10 minutes and I'm going to read this chapter and I'm going to meditate in this chapter. You know, all kind of distractions come your way. All kind of distractions come your way. The phone will ring. People will begin to call on you, you know. And as they begin to do that, or your mind begins to wander off. And this is where you plead the blood of Jesus over your mind. You plead the blood of Jesus over your mind because that's where your fight begins, in your mind. Everything happens there. So all these distractions is coming around, and then you begin to get angry, and you forget about the 10 minutes that you say you was going to spend reading a chapter, just sitting down and just meditating and just having that conversation with God. See, when we know our enemy, when we know what it is, we can come against it. We can pray. We can make it cease and desist. If you believe and you speak with that power and that authority that God has given you, when you make it known into the atmosphere, I will not be distracted by a phone call. So how will you not be distracted by a phone call? Turn your ringer off. Turn your ringer off. And if someone is calling you for prayer, that needs prayer, and this is just my belief, I know if that's what it is, I'm pretty sure God will lay that person on your heart and you will pray for them. And when you get back to that phone, you will know, well, hey, this was the reason God laid that person on your heart. You will know. But his job is to constantly distract us, constantly take us off course. And sometimes that's exactly what we allow happen. And when we allow it to happen, it's so hard for us to get back on track. It's hard for us to get back on track. Sometimes we need help. We need help to get back on track, get back focused, take our mind off the situation, take our mind off the problem. And I know it is storming here right now, and I know you all probably is, you know, hearing the rain. But you know what I love about this rain is the fact that it washes away. You know, just like how the blood washes away your sin. You know, when you're dirty and you go take a shower, you know, it washes the dirt off of you. So that's what I love hearing the rain. It's not a distraction for me. It's a calming. It's a peace within it. Like I say, there is things that is going to come up to distract you, to take you off your course that God has set for you. Studying the word of God is how we learn right from wrong, not the way the world teaches. Studying the word of God, we learn right from wrong. The Holy Spirit, who lives in us and is our helper in life, sows the word into our heart. The more you read, the more you meditate on the word, the more that you meditate on the word, you eat the word. Let me tell you, when you are going through something and you take your mind off of what you're going through, the Holy Spirit will bring that scripture back to you. And you will begin to say that scripture many a time when I was going through and not allowing the issue, the problem to overcome me. The word will come forth. A verse will come forth that you will speak. And as you continue to speak it, you come back in tune because you know who you are. So our problem is we don't know who we are. and we don't know who we serve. We don't, because in what it is that word for today that I read, you know, if you look within, and you know that the greater one is within you. The greater one is within you. We mess up. But you know what? Sometimes before you even get to messing up, Spirit will bring to you, you know what you're doing is wrong. Don't do that. But when you go contrary to the word of God, and to that voice that is warning you, then there is consequences to pay. Because now you allow the enemy in. You're allowing the enemy to use you. There's a very thin line. It is so thin. Let me tell you. The devil would use any opening he can. When I look in the dictionary for enemy, this is what it reads. A person who hates another, a person who attacks or tries to harm another. What are the synonyms for it? It says adversary, antagonist, and foe. You know how we say you're either friend or foe? We even have it as frenemies now instead of saying foe. We say frenemy because you got to be careful who you call a friend. Because that very friend could be the one that the enemy is using to take you off your course, and you're not seeing it. You're not seeing what they're doing because they're so manipulative in what they're doing. They're so sly. And if you don't have the spirit of awareness or sensitive in the spirit, they will take you off their course, your course that God has set for you. See, the enemy is on his job 24/7. He don't quit. He is on the job. He's trying to take as many things as he can. You see, the devil is not going to mess with nobody that he already has. So when you see people walking about and say they don't have no problem, you're right, they don't have no problem. Devil already got them. He already got them, so he's not going to bother them. He's not going to stir them up because he know that their heart is already hardened. They ain't going nowhere. They're staying there. Ain't no change in their mind. But you know what? It's time for us saints to pray one for another. It's time for us to cover one another under the blood. It's time for us to rise up and be that friend like God is to us. It's time for us to do that. It's time for us to listen to that still small voice. This is how God speaks to us, in that still small voice. When you begin to read his word, he is talking to you. And when he sends his man and woman of God, his mouthpiece, they are the oracle of God. They are the mouthpiece of God to you. Take heed. Listen. If it's a a word of warning. Take heed to the warning. God is mindful of you. He was so mindful of you that he sent that prophet, he sent that apostle, he sent that preacher, he sent that very child to come to you and give you that word. Be mindful of it. Be mindful of it. I was watching a movie last night, and that movie, temptation came across that creature. Okay? The enemy, he doesn't care, not care about you. All he wants you to do is join him. He will dangle riches and all that in front of you. And you will ready come and take it. You will take it without knowing the consequences that goes with what it is that you just took. The preacher, his foster brother, was doing drugs. And when I said doing drugs, he was selling drugs. And their parents that adopted them was, the father was, I think he was the bishop. He was a preacher. Okay. And the one brother, he took the blame, the preacher, he took the blame for his brother back in school when he was caught with marijuana. He took the blame and went into juvenile for him. He came out, he turned his life around, he became the preacher. So the brother showed up one night outside of the church with an envelope with money, and he asked him, he said, take this. This is my tithe. He said, this is my tithe. I want to give this to you. Now, mind you, this is at the church. He's leaving. He already closed up the church and everything. He didn't come into service to give the money. And a lot of y'all will say, he took the money? Yeah, he took the money. Tell you what, even if he had come into that church and brought that money and said that he was paying tithes off of that money was not to be put into the offering. That pastor, that preacher, that apostle, that whoever, God will let them know that money take directly in their hands. They take it in their hand. It will not go in to that offering bucket. Read it. Ask your pastor. Ask your teacher. Okay? He took the money. And one of the ladies that was working in the church lived close by the church, and she saw him sitting in the car talking to him and handing him the envelope. And she took a picture with her cell phone. That's why we ought to be careful on what we're doing, because when we think that people is not seeing, people is not watching, people is not recording, or they're watching, they're seeing, they're recording. That's what they're doing, especially if you call yourself a Christian, a follower of Christ. They are watching you. You may not see them, but they are watching you. Just like God knows and sees and hears all, trust me, you have them right here that is doing the same thing. But it's not for your good. And that young lady took that picture. And she used that to try to blackmail and tempt the pastor. Now, when the guy gave him the money, he was asking him to pray for me. The pastor asked him, what is it that you want? In other words, you've given me this money, but there is something behind the money. You may think that it was corruption or whatever, but all he asked for was for him to keep him in prayer, cover him in prayer. That's what he said, cover me in prayer. That's all I'm asking. And the preacher took out the bottle of oil and give it to him and tell him, you do it. It may sound crazy, but this was before that it tells you who the guy was. You see, when you're brought up in church, you know right from wrong. And I'm not going to say brought up in church. I'm going to say brought up in the word. Because you can go to church growing up, and that don't mean a thing to you. It don't mean a thing to you. And let me tell you, all in all, his mom gave him a Bible, his Bible that he used, him and the very same preacher, which is his brother, when they were small, they used to be in there, you know, acting like they're the preacher. And you know, they go to read the scriptures because that's what their dad did. So they was mimicking what their dad do. That's why. Be careful what you do around your children. So he took the money a second time. Now the church needed an organ before he was given that money. I know you're all saying, what am I talking about? But let me tell you something. People is always quick to judge and run and carry news. Especially saints in the church. But you know something? When you look at the people that was in the church, and the tithe and offering that was picked up that night was $150. Out of all those people inside there, $150. Tell me that you can give God what belongs to him. That's the trick of the enemy. Going to tell you to, no, you got this bill to pay and that bill to pay, and you need a new pair of shoes, or you need some rims for your car. He's going to find everything possible to tell you other than you paying those tithes. And all God asked for was 10%. And you keep 90%. And you can't even give God that 10%. Jesus said, render unto Caesar what is Caesar's. And you know what? Before you all got your paycheck, because Sam already done taxed it already, and he take it away. But you're not going to tell him, don't take your money. But you're going to steal the money from God. I remember Apostle always used to say, stolen goods. You know you have to pay your tithes. You ain't pay your tithes, you find everything else to do with your stolen goods. Because you're stealing from God. And when you continue to steal from God, watch your money continue to dwindle away to nothing. The trick of the enemy. But when you know better, you do better. When your mind is transformed, when it's renewed in Christ, to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. When it is renewed, you will do better. And when you mess up, you will ask for forgiveness. You will ask for forgiveness and you will do the right thing. That's how mindful God is of us. That's how loving and caring he is of us. That's why he wants the best for us. But when we allow the enemy, when we allow the enemy to do what he does, what? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." And this is what we are not comprehending. "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood." What is flesh and blood? This human body that we're in. It said, "But against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This is it. It's spiritual war is what we're in. That's why we say you cannot fight a spiritual war with natural weapons, with carnal weapons. Put it that way. You want to pick up a gun, you want up a knife, you know, whatever, you even use your vehicle, whatever it is that you're using. That's the enemy using you to do these things. You hear people will tell you, "Oh, well, God tell me to go and kill this person or shoot up this place." Devil, you is a liar, and the truth of God ain't even in you. You know you allow the enemy to use you. And when you come to your senses, you want to know what it is that you just done. But it's already done. See, all of them out there using witchcraft and voodoo and obe, you all know the meaning for whatever country or state you're in. You all know all about that. And you're allowing the enemy to use you when you're doing wickedness and evilness against people. But what the enemy forgot to tell you is, when it comes back to you, it's far more worse. And when you think that whatever it is that you send was accomplished, guess what? The God that they serve shield and protect them. Who is going to shield and protect you? That's why I say, do not render evil for evil. Do wickedness to you. You pray for them. Because you know what? In order for God to touch them, they first have to touch you. When he said, "Touch not my anointing and do my prophets no harm," he means what he said. I don't know about you all, but I know I'm one of his anointing. If you don't want to claim it, that's you, but I am one of his anointing. When he says that he will fight against those that fight against me, oh, I thank you. In Exodus 23 and 22, it says, "But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice and do all that speak, that I will be an enemy unto thy enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries." That's what he will do. When you read the word of God, you ask him, "Lord, give me the understanding on what it is that I'm reading. Take me deeper in you. Lord, I know what this scripture is saying. I know there is more to it, Lord. Reveal it to me. Talk to me, Lord. Use me, Lord." To the enemy, he ain't going to tell you to do the right thing. He's not going to tell you to do the right thing. 2 Corinthians 5 and 17 says, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, a new creature, old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things become new. When you come out of the world and come in and serve your Lord and Savior, let me tell you something. It's not saying that you're not going to go through. You're going to go through some things. The enemy is going to come and test you. He's going to come and tempt you. But you know what? When you know who you are and who you serve, you will not fall. And even if you slip up and you recognize and you come before your Lord and Savior repenting, you know what? He got you covered. He got you covered. And people will look and say, oh, well, you did this and you did that. And how is it? The God that we serve. The God that we serve. Know who you are and who you belong to. Know today, we serve an awesome and powerful God. He makes no mistake in nothing that he do. When I read to you Exodus 23 and 22, that was God's divine protection, letting them know. This right here, God is giving you his divine protection. You ever wonder why some people, okay, that we call our friends, they don't call you, and then all of a sudden, out of the blue, you know, you receive a phone call from them. And I'm not saying all is like this, but there's something in you, and you will say, well, you know, something telling me, you know, don't answer the phone. Or something say, cover yourself under the blood before you answer the phone. That something is the Holy Spirit within you, warning you, alerting you, phone up. And you say, hi, how you doing in this? And there's like, oh, hi, how you doing? You know, I was just calling to check on you. And, you know, they get into a conversation. And as they go into the conversation, you realize their motive for the phone call. Because at times you will hear, oh, did such and such happen? Or I heard this happen. They want to see if what they sent, was it accomplished? And the very phone that you use, like I say, we are spirit beings. They will send stuff through the phone to you. They will send stuff through the mail to you. They don't care how or what device that they use. Cover yourself under the blood and listen to that still small voice, because that still small voice is warning you of the enemy that is trying to enter into your camp. The enemy that is trying to take you off track, to destroy you. Recognize today. Because if you don't, you'll be in trouble. You're going to be in trouble. Know those that are around you. Know those that you can ask for prayer and say, listen, I'm going through this and I need some more people to touch and agree with me. See, when someone asks you to pray, they ask you to pray, not to go run and tell their business, but ask you to pray for them. And I'm very selective on who prays for me, who I ask to pray for me. I learn it very well. Attention. Pay very close attention. In James chapter 4, let's start at verse 1. It says, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lust that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye killed and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss. Ye may consume it upon your lust. Ye adulterers and adulteress, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore would be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. Do you think that the scripture saith in vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? I tell you, you can go and you can look in Galatians, read Galatians, and see where you're operating in. That's why we examine ourselves daily. We ask God for forgiveness. We ask God to help us with the things that have become habitual in our lives, because we ourselves cannot do it. Renewing our minds with God's word is one of the most important things that we can do. We must learn to think in an entirely new way. I know I told you all before, and for those of you that are new, let me say it again. There was an assignment that we had to do when I first came into this ministry. Well, several months later, and in I believe it was Bible study, we had it. And what we had to do was, for 1 week, listen, people, 1 week, what we had to do was think positive. Think positive. If a negative thought came in your mind, you had to start back over again. So you may be day two or day three, and you're doing good. And then all of a sudden, day four, that negative thought comes in. Guess what? You got to start all over again. 1 week for you to go through thinking positive. And in that time, trust me, people is going to come at you. They're going to come at you. They're going to come at you. But you know what you're doing? You are now transforming your mind. You're renewing your mind. You are beginning to think differently. And I think that is something that we ought to go back doing, because I have messed up so many times. I have messed up so many times. So, you know, it's renewing your mind. Thinking positive. Thinking positive, practice it. So it was brought to my mind to say this, and you know it's something I'm going to do. I'm going to go back and not allow the enemy to distract me. Don't allow the enemy to take you out of your peace. Don't allow the enemy to take you off course. Don't. And when you mess up and you realize and recognize, get back on the right track. Get back on the right track. It said, but he gave it more grace, wherefore he said, God resisted the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. How do you resist the devil? When you recognize going on. See, that pastor, that lady that took that picture of him and his brother, the brother got shot, and it was just a freak accident. He got shot because someone tossed a gun out the window, a loaded gun out of a window, and it dropped down and it fired, and he was under the overpass, and he was doing a drug transaction, and he got shot. When the gun went off, he got shot, and he found his way into the church. And when the preacher came in and saw him sitting in the chair, and he was asking him to pray for him. And he wanted to know how he got in with nobody not seeing him. And that very lady that took the picture walked in and saw him in there. So now she figured that, hey, she got the preacher, you know, where she wanted him, compromised position now. Because not only that she have a picture taken of him with him receiving money from a person that sells drugs, but now that person is in his office and shot. So she decided she was going to come and tempt the pastor. The fact that he was really had the Bible open. And I can't remember. It said, blessed is the man that, blessed is the man, there's something with temptation. And the words literally lift up off the page. And when I saw the word lift up off the page, I have several people, literally, not I hear it from some person to this person, the person that it happened to. Apostle Porter was one of them. So literally, the words came up off the page to them, okay, out of the Bible up to them. And that brought me back when I saw that, the word lifted up, and he read the word. Because the woman was tempting him. But he resists that temptation. And because he resists that temptation, she decided that she was going to make this picture known because he resisted her. See how the enemy used people? He don't care who he used. And she was in the church, people. She was in the church. And let me tell you, they came, you know, the board came, and they decide that he had to leave. You see the board. They went to the board of Jesus, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. They went to the board. That's who they went to. And they decide whether you stay or whether you go. They tell him he had to leave. There was a vote given. And the deacon came to his house and told him that they was going to vote and he needed to be there. And he was already done giving up. And that's when you know who is for you and who is against you, who God is using to encourage you. They ain't going to encourage you to do wrong. And he encouraged him to be there. And the one lady, she was just tearing him down. And I like what the deacon said. He that without sin cast the first stone. Same thing Jesus told them when they went to stone the adulteress. Same thing. Same thing. And he pointed out to them, see, his brother gave him extra money within that money, and tell him to buy himself a couple suits for himself. He went to buy the suit, and in buying the suit, where he went to buy the suit, the very house that he had went to previously to bring a box of groceries to an old woman, a member of the church, when he opened her fridge to put the groceries away, all was in the fridge was a bottle of water and something else that was in the fridge. That was all that was in the fridge. But you see, we are so busy condemning everybody else and knowing that somebody is in need, but the enemy got you so twisted up that you can't even see that God is trying to use you to help somebody else. You're busy saying, well, she got children, or he got children, they can do, they working, they can do. You don't know somebody's situation. You don't know somebody's situation, what they're going through. And he went back and he got another set of groceries for the lady. And the lady told her daughter. He didn't know. He didn't even know who the young lady was when he was buying the suit. So she tossed in a watch on some cufflinks. And the lady that saw the transaction with the money, she decided, oh, you got a new suit on, you got a watch, you got this. You see, people love the way when you dress and you run down or whatever, especially if he's a man or woman of God. You know, while you could come in, dress, you know, in your fancy do's and that, don't let a pastor do that. Mm-mm. Especially when they're serving God. Don't let them do that, because then they're going to talk about you. So enter in that meeting. They were shocked to see him there. But that deacon pointed out, when your child needed surgery or your mama needed surgery, who gave you the money for the surgery? You're condemning the man, but who gave you the money for your surgery? You know, when your child was in need of clothes, books for school, who fundraised the money for you? You see, sometimes you got to bring it back to their remembrance, just like God tell us to bring things back to his remembrance. Because people always forget what God done for them. But until you transform your mind, and you know what? God was working. God was working on this young man, doing what he was doing, yes. But he knew where to come to get prayer. He knew where to come. And let me tell you something. That very money that he gives, when it is you go in your Bible and you read, you know that when they come and to a prophet, an apostle, they come into that leader, they bring a gift. But today, you all are so stingy. You all are so greedy and so selfish that all you all want is a word. And once you get that word and things are turned around for you, you all use God. But I tell you, if God treat us the way that we treat him, this world will be in a sad, sad state. It will be in a sad state. And to the end, you know what? That very brother, the one that was lost, the one that was out in the world, the one that was selling drugs, the one that stopped a man from killing his wife, gave his life to Christ. And not only him, the young man that was following him also gave his life to Christ. The young lady that took the picture, she came up and asked for forgiveness. So everything that the enemy meant for your bad, God is going to turn it around for your good. Trust and believe in him. Renew your mind today and know who your enemy is. Amen. I'm trusting that you receive the word today. You apply the word today to yourself. Examine yourself. Examine yourself today. And we would like to continually thank each and every one of our, you know, our regular listeners, our new listeners for supporting this radio broadcast. So if God has laid upon your heart to sow a seed into this radio broadcast, for those of you that have Zelle, you can do so by entering logionint@gmail.com, or you can visit our website at logioninternationalministries.com and hit that donate button. We do ask that you specify in notes what your donation is for. If you do not use any one of those platforms, you can mail it in to the City of Victory, P.O. Box 2228, Apopka, Florida, 32704. Again, we'd like to thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Join us tomorrow, Thursday, at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that calling number is 347-857-3925. And press the number 1 if you have a question, you're in need of prayer, you have that praise report, or you want to give your life to God. Press that number 1. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning and would like to hear it again, visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries, City of Victory. And if you have not liked or followed, go ahead and do so at that time. And after you've done do that, go ahead and click that link. Till then, be blessed.
Let go and let God let go. let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.